About 315,000 people in the state are immigrants. That works out to about 1 in 20 Tennesseans. How other people feel about those newcomers has become one of the most polarizing questions among voters. So WPLN's Chaz Sisk asked the six people running to be Tennessee's next governor, do immigrants contribute to or take away from the state economy?
It's a seemingly straightforward question, one that gets at whether candidates see immigration as good or bad. What's telling is how they answer it. None of the six major candidates for governor says immigration is a drawback, but for some, such as Congressman Diane Black, there's a clear limit.
I think when immigrants come into this country legally, that they are a value. They have been a value since early on in this country, and certainly they're a value to today. I want them to come here in the right way, legally.
Black's emphasis on legal immigration is one often found among Republicans. House Speaker Beth Harwell and Franklin businessman Bill Lee made similar distinctions. In fact, the conversation around immigration tends to turn so quickly to the debate over what to do about undocumented immigrants, it can throw Republicans for a loop to ask about other aspects of immigration. Bill Lee was a bit confused to be asked about immigrants more broadly. So do you think that immigrants in general, though, do you think they add to or take away from the economy?
Illegal immigrants?
Just immigrants in general.
Well, certainly immigrants. Illegal immigrants are separate from immigrants. And illegal immigrants are here illegally, and we need to follow laws accordingly.
The only Republican who did not focus on immigration status was Knoxville businessman Randy Boyd. He instead spoke about his own ancestors.
Immigrants add to the economy. Our country was founded on immigration. My family immigrated here in 1792 from Scotland, and it's something that is a bedrock of our community.
That's how the Democrats, Nashville Mayor Carl Dean and House Minority Leader Craig Fitzhugh, framed their answers. Here's Fitzhugh. Do you think immigrants add to or take away from the Tennessee economy?
Oh my goodness, add to, without question about it.
So why do these statements matter? Vanderbilt professor Efren Perez studies how politicians talk about immigration. He says what they say can have major ramifications.
So a lot of this rhetoric is pretty indiscriminate, right? I mean, it's essentially a pretty blunt message that says we don't want people like you here, and we're going to call you illegal immigrants, right?
Perez says praise from politicians translates into better treatment, not just for immigrants themselves, but also for their American-born offspring, whereas focusing on negative aspects like illegal immigration can trigger hostility. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.